I'm so nervous. It's funny because I always get terrified. Like, this is the thing I hate the most. I almost flunked communications class 3 times and almost failed out. Well, I did flunk 3 times, but I almost failed out of college because I didn't like standing in front of people and talking. So it was like the one thing the Lord's like, I'm just going to have you do that. I'm like, oh, great. So, and this is another funny thing. In my mailbox was some questions for the seminar, right? So I answered the questions. I went through it. Well, I'm just sitting over there. All of a sudden, I looked down, and it was for Char. And I'm like, oh, no, Lord, I answered Char's questions. I had no idea until just now. So I'm going to talk a little bit about some of that and then something that I feel like, you know, the Lord wanted me to share. The first question was describe how you hear from the Lord. And it's different ways. And it was kind of like Jimmy said, the thing that he put on my heart is like, what you have been freely received, you freely give. And so it was like, whatever he's trying to tell me, you know, he wants me to tell others. Mm-hmm. And so that's just always been my heart. Like, you know, Lord, what do you want to share with everyone else? So it started out with kind of like just hearing his voice and then just like doing the things and seeing if they worked out and seeing if they lined up with the Word of God. So that was kind of how it started. And, you know, I was able to discern better as time passed. And then he started to change different ways that he spoke to me. Then he started to use visions and dreams. Then he started to like open my understanding. Like, you know, the Word of the Lord came on you. It was like a revelation. And it was like this whole thing that he would just then start opening that up. And he always did the compelling thing. And it was like a conviction. And it still happens today. I mean, even working at the pregnancy center, there'll be like a girl standing there and I'll be walking by her like, I'm just going to do my job. And he'll be like, no, you're going to go talk to her. And it's like, I'm convicted if I don't stop and share whatever he's putting on my heart to share with her. So that's kind of how he works, and I tremble a lot. That's how he comes upon me. But there's one thing I was going to share, because I think you asked me before. The enemy always attacks when being used. And there was like a period of time where, you know, maybe based on if someone didn't receive it, then I would begin to doubt, and the enemy would begin to be like, okay, you're not hearing from Jesus. So I got to a point where I was like, don't use me at all, Jesus. I don't want to be used. I'm not going to prophesy. I'm not going to do any of that. And this is before you were up there. So it was a Saturday night before Sunday church. And I was, you know, just like, Lord, I'm not doing it. And so I had a dream. And in the dream, he gave me the entire prophecy. Well, not the whole thing, but just a little bit of it. And he gave me the prophecy in the dream, and I saw Pastor Kirk in the dream standing behind me, and he had on this like pink shirt. And I was like, okay, well, so then come Sunday morning, I'm like, Lord, I don't know about this. I'm not confident. I still don't want to do it. And then all of a sudden, Bill's standing up front. That was the first day that you started standing up front, you know, judging the gifts. And I'm like, oh, what is happening? So I'm really scared, but I'm like, okay, Lord, I know that you gave me that dream with this word. And it was like a corrective word about sin, but like, you know, about turning and repentance. So I was like, okay, I'm really nervous about this. I go up to Bill and he's like, okay, you got to tell me a little bit about what this is. So I'm telling him what was in the dream of the words. And he says, you need to go run this by Kirk. And I'm like, oh my goodness, what's happening? I was really scared. So then I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. So I go and I go whisper into Pastor Kirk's ear like what the beginning of the prophecy was, and he's like, yep, that's the Lord. And I look over and he has on a pink shirt. No, I'm not kidding. It was like some type of that color. It was the same color shirt that was in my dream. And it was like the Lord was showing me in the dream, Kirk was behind me, and so he was supporting what the word was in the dream. And so then I was like, okay, I got more confidence in the Lord again. But when the enemy comes and begins to sow doubt in, you know, it's not easy. And it happens a lot when when you think that somebody's not receiving the word. I think I even talked to Pastor Kirk about that once. You know, he's like, your job is to deliver. You know, if they don't receive it, that's not your responsibility. So that was something else he had said. And then the next question, have you ever been corrected in the use of a spiritual gift? And a few times. One time, the Lord put on my heart, and I had not really been to church, so I really didn't know the order of things. But the Lord had put on my heart about fasting, for like the church to fast. Well, I didn't know, and I just went up and said it. And then Pastor Kirk, you know, immediately just brought correction to that. And that was good. I was really excited about it. And Bill came over my house and brought some more correction. And I was like, well, thank you, Jesus. So we got it. You did, but I mean, in a good way. But you explained. You explained, though, the procedure, which was good. I didn't know, so it was a good thing to know. And Rayo corrected me one time, because it's when it's like the Lord is telling you, but you can change it up by, you know, just anxiety or nerves or something. Like I said, the scripture was, you know, esteem others higher than yourself. And I said, esteem yourself higher than others. And Ray was like, let's correct that. So that was really good. But it's comforting, and I appreciate it. I'm glad that it's set up that way. And there's nothing wrong with being wrong, you know? And I, you know, Bill also asked me that. He's like, you know, were you wrong? And I was like, here's the thing. The most of the time that I'm wrong is when it's dealing with my desire and my emotions. That's most of the time that I'm wrong. And, you know, I feel like, you know, some of us kind of share with, like, the emotion. When the emotional thing takes place, then it's hard to discern. But it's, you know, you tremble, and it's humbling. And I think a good thing, too, is to, like, always be evaluating yourself and the seriousness of the Lord using you, though. I mean, because it is, and you have to constantly be like, okay, and asking him questions. Is this just for me? Is this good for you? And so that's something that he's always put on my heart, like just evaluate, you know. I just try to humble myself, like before that process even takes place, like, you know, Lord, what do you want? So that's something that he's really put on my heart for that. And the last question you asked me is, can you share like the hardest thing you had to say and the hardest thing you had to do? And I still think the hardest thing to do is to get up and do it all the time, like whenever he asks. It's not easy. But the fear for him and wanting to please him and wanting to give whatever he's giving me to give to others is like, you know, is the motivator. So, but another thing I will say is tongues. You know, when he first started to use me in tongues, that kind of scared me because, like Pastor Kirk talked to me about, so because you're dependent on somebody else to obey, and there's, you're like, that's a touchy, scary thing. And so it takes more faith, I think, for tongues, because it's like you could just be out there all alone. So yeah, and he started asking me to do them in places outside of church, and that was really scary. So that was a hard one. And I think one of the hardest things I had to say was because something he's been, because he wants to use these gifts to demonstrate his power and to reach a lost world. And like being at the pregnancy center is something that he opened up to me, you know, learning how to hear his voice is like words of knowledge, like things about people and for people that will touch their life, you know, in that moment. He recently, you know, told me to talk to somebody that the decision that they were making was out of vengeance and bitterness, and, you know, that he wanted them to turn from that motive. And so that's really hard because that does not go over well sometimes. And so, you know, it's a learning process, but it all, you know, and all these things are a leap of faith. And just like Jimmy was saying, because that's the thing, it's like the more time you spend with the Lord and in the Word, you get better discernment, and he grows you, and he wants to use you more, and he wants to start speaking in different ways, because in the beginning, he didn't speak to me in other ways, like dreams and visions. I mean, it just, you know, they're just things that just developed over the years. And so he will increase those, you know, the more you seek him and ask for those things. But it's faith and trust. It's just trusting that, you know, if he's telling you to do something, just listen, because it's going to be good. Even if they don't receive it, it's still good because you were obedient. And amen. That obedience, amen, helps you to hear him better. Like, I feel like every time it's like an increase in, amen, discerning his voice. So, amen. Praise Jesus.
Hey, don't you have a different view of these two girls that always want to go up there every Sunday and talk? When you hear them share their heart, don't you have a whole different view of what's going on?